In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. In July of 2009, Chloe, Jack, Cindy, and I arrived in Sudbury, Ontario, after 6 years in Vancouver. Prior to that, we spent 11 years in the big city of Toronto. We had only been to Sudbury one other time, and it was only a drive-through between northern Michigan and Toronto. Sudbury, it seemed to us at the time at least, was remotely located in the wilderness of northern Ontario, tucked away from urbanized civilization in the southern region of the Canadian Shield and the boreal forests. So coming to Sudbury 9.5 years ago was a bit of a culture shock for us. After arriving, I remember hearing for the first time Sudburians talking about traveling to the south. Now, I assume that they were talking about South Carolina or Georgia or Florida or Alabama. It's a true story. But of course, as I quickly came to realize, people were referring to the greater Toronto area. A trip to the south was a trip to Toronto. But despite this culture shock in our first experiences with the near north of Ontario, we quickly began to adjust to our new lives here and grew to appreciate and even develop an affection for our new surroundings, despite the fact that the near north seemed to us to be very much wilderness, a land that stood in stark contrast to our urban experience in two of Canada's largest cities, Vancouver and Toronto. Today's gospel reading from Luke has a similar contrast. Our reading, which introduces an adult John the Baptist for the first time, begins with a litany of various political and religious authorities to set the stage for the ministry of John. It reads, "In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Eretria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness." There are several contrasts that Luke is drawing here in these six short verses. First, we see a contrast between urban and rural, between city and wilderness. The powerful political and religious figures mentioned in the list are, on the whole, based in the ancient cities of Rome, Caesarea, and Jerusalem. These city-based authorities are contrasted then to the wilderness-based call of John the Baptist. Urban versus rural, city versus wilderness. Second, we see a related contrast that Luke draws between the urban-based power of these political and religious authorities and the seemingly unimportant and insignificant wilderness-based ministry of John the Baptist. So what is so special about the wilderness? As many of you likely know, the wilderness is often an important venue in the story of the people of God in the Old Testament. The children of Israel sojourned for 40 years in the wilderness in their exodus from Egypt. It was a place of desolation and scarcity. But it also was, counterintuitively, a place of safety and divine protection. God miraculously provided protection and nourishment to the children of Israel as they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness on their way to the promised land. Ironically, the wilderness was just what the people of God needed at that time. It was a time of scarcity along with provision, testing along with protection that prepared them as a people to enter the promised land. As well, in 1 Samuel, the wilderness provided protection and refuge to David when he was being pursued by King Saul. In the wilderness of En Gedi along the Dead Sea, David hid from the man who wanted to kill him. But this wilderness event played an important role in preparing David to become king of Israel. And it is here in the wilderness where the good news of salvation comes to John the Baptist. It is in the wilderness where John prepares the world for the coming Messiah, Jesus. It is in the wilderness where the world is turned on its head. Luke quotes from the prophet Isaiah to describe the radical reordering that is about to take place. In the wilderness, crooked paths are made straight. Valleys are filled and mountains and hills are smoothed over. A radical and unprecedented transformation is to take place in the wilderness. For it is in the wilderness, Luke tells us, that all flesh will see the salvation of God. It is in the wilderness where God will act in new and special ways. When God's people experience the wilderness, experience scarcity and danger, they are more able to see God's protection and provision in their lives. The wilderness creates a perceived need for God's intervention in a way that the relative comfort of the city cannot. Scarcity, danger, violence, and isolation are what characterize life in the wilderness. In many ways, these are features that characterize our lives today. Scarcity, danger, violence, and even isolation. We may feel like we are experiencing the wilderness and wonder where God is in all of this. But our gospel reminds us that it is in the wilderness precisely where we find God and find a God who is prepared to act. Our gospel calls us to cry out in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. Today's gospel calls us to prepare for the coming of our Lord, for the advent of Jesus, in several different but related ways. First, the call of John the Baptist is a call of repentance. Luke tells us that John was offering a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, repentance is saying sorry and expressing regret. But it is so much more than that as well. The word in Greek for repentance, metanoia, can also mean a turning about, a turning around, a conversion. John calls the people of God to prepare for the coming of Jesus by turning things around, by changing direction, by converting old ways of doing things into new. Advent is a time for us to not just ask for forgiveness, but to turn our lives around, to adopt a new posture to our own needs and the needs of the world, to change direction by making sure our lives are directed to Jesus, the coming Lord. Second, our gospel tells us that preparing for the coming of the Lord requires overturning the world as we know it. It means experiencing an earth-shaking transformation of our world's topography. And I'm not thinking of the physical land so much, but I'm thinking about the systems and structures of this world. Remember how our gospel reading begins today, locating the ministry of John the Baptist within the reign of the emperor and other Roman and religious leaders and officials. The coming Messiah, proclaimed by John in so many ways, is one who stands in opposition to those in authority and power. We need to prepare for the coming of our Lord by being countercultural and even anti-establishment, by speaking up for the neediest amongst us, and by speaking out against the systems and structures that work against the good news of Jesus. Finally, today's gospel reminds us that it is in the wilderness where things are scarce and danger is present, where we hear the word of God, where we encounter the gospel, where we prepare best for the coming of the Lord. John calls us to embrace the wilderness of our lives and to resist the comforts of power and authority. By doing so, we are better able to hear the good news of the coming Messiah. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your honorary associate priest for these 9.5 years. This parish, in so many ways, has been a voice crying out in the wilderness by proclaiming the good news of Jesus in the neediness and scarcity of Greater Sudbury. I've been associated with 3 different dioceses and countless parishes during my 26 years in the Anglican Church of Canada. And I can honestly say that the Ascension has been the friendliest and most giving parish with which I have ever been associated. You offer so much to this community and are willing to go where this community is the scarcest and the neediest. And you have offered so much to me and to my family. Thank you for being an important refuge to us in the wilderness of Northern Ontario. So, my friends, today's gospel calls us, particularly those of us in the wilderness, to prepare for the coming of the Lord, the advent of Jesus. So, my brothers and sisters, hear the gospel of the Lord. In the 4th year of the government of Justin Trudeau, when Doug Ford was Premier of Ontario, during the pontificate of Francis of Rome, and when Archbishop Fred was primate, the word of God came to the people of the Church of the Ascension in the wilderness of Algoma. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, never give up proclaiming the advent of Jesus, particularly here in the wilderness of Northern Ontario and in the Diocese of Algoma. May this proclamation and your work for the gospel continue to make the crooked path straight, fill the valleys, and smooth over the mountains and hills of this wilderness land. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.